Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today called on the Iranian government to release imprisoned freelance journalist Roxana Saberi. An Iranian-American, Saberi was arrested in late January in Tehran, but she does not appear to have been formally charged with any crime. Secretary Clinton, speaking at a meeting of NATO foreign ministers, said Saberi should be released and allowed to return to the U.S. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story.
Roxana Saberi is a journalist from North Dakota who has lived in Iran for the past 6 years. She freelanced reports to NPR and worked with ABC News, the BBC, and other news organizations. 2 years ago, the Iranian authorities revoked her press accreditation. She was arrested in Tehran on January 31st. 10 days later, she was permitted to call her father in North Dakota. After 3 weeks of no further news, her father, Reza Saberi, went public and gave an interview to NPR last Sunday. Since then, there has been considerable press coverage of her case. Earlier this week, the Iranian Foreign Ministry and Judiciary formally acknowledged she has been detained. Saberi is being held in Evin Prison in Tehran. Now the U.S. government has stepped in to apply pressure. Today in Brussels, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the United States is working through the Swiss embassy in Tehran to find as much information about Saberi as possible.
We believe there is only one outcome to this matter, and that is for her to be released as soon as possible, to return home to her family in North Dakota. And we hope and expect that we will receive an affirmative response along those lines from the Iranian government.
In a case like this, there is always uncertainty about whether to try to resolve it quietly or to publicize it widely. Lee Hamilton, the director of the Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington, advises going public.
I think it's important to keep these cases as visible as we can and to let the world know that the Iranian government is holding someone unjustly.
Hamilton was at the center of a similar case in 2006 when a scholar at the center, Haleh Esfandiari, and three other visiting Iranian Americans were jailed in Tehran. After consulting with Esfandiari's husband, Hamilton went public in a big way. He contacted non-governmental organizations in Tehran. He contacted scores of governments. He made sometimes quite sharp public statements. Hamilton wrote to Iran's president, the Speaker of the Parliament, and two former presidents. Finally, after months of fruitless effort, he wrote directly to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
We made the case very simply that we were not asking for a fair trial. We were asking for her immediate release because she was doing absolutely nothing to undercut the Iranian state.
That seems to have been the turning point. Iran's supreme leader wrote back, and a few weeks later, in August 2007, Esfandiari and the others were released. There are similarities between her case and that of Roxana Saberi, but there are differences as well. Saberi has lived in Tehran for years, and it is not clear why her press card was revoked. She is not associated with a well-connected think tank like the Wilson International Center. Saberi's arrest comes at a sensitive time in U.S.-Iranian relations, with the new Obama administration seeking ways to open a dialogue with Tehran. Lee Hamilton has some advice for the Iranian government. Hamilton, a former congressman and co-chair of both the 9/11 Commission and the Iraq Study Group, advocates direct diplomatic talks with Iran.
If Iran wants better relations with the United States, the kinds of actions they're taking in detaining American citizens are counterproductive. And if they want respect from America, then they must show respect to America and to its citizens.
So far, it appears that no one aside from her jailers has seen Roxana Saberi since her arrest more than a month ago. Mike Schuster, NPR News.